Welcome back to the Deep Dive, your shortcut to being well-informed and maybe a little surprised sometimes. Today, we're taking a really delicious deep dive. We're looking at the kind of unexpected battleground of competitive BBQ, the side dishes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, way too long, the meat's kind of hogged all the glory.
Right, always.
But judges, as you know, they're looking for the whole package.
Yeah.
The complete thing.
Yeah.
And a really standout side dish. That can be the ultimate secret weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission today, we're drawing from this fantastic guide on top BBQ competition side dish trends.
Yeah.
We want to extract those like truly transformative ideas, the ones that take something familiar and just, you know, spark something new. So let's kind of peel back the layers on what it really takes to win with sides.
It's so true. And what's really insightful here is understanding, well, the evolution of the judge's palate. They're not just looking for good anymore. They want innovation. They want balance. They want a story on the plate.
A story, right.
So this deep dive, it isn't just about listing off ingredients. It's more about revealing the strategy, you know, the strategy behind making a side dish, not just like an afterthought, but a genuinely memorable showstopper, something that catches the eye and the taste buds.
Absolutely. And that strategic thinking, it starts with a pretty big challenge, revolutionizing the classics. We're talking about those, you know, beloved traditional BBQ sides. But now they're getting these incredible modern twists to really impress. Mm-hmm. Okay, so take coleslaw, classic BBQ staple. But how do you make it like extraordinary? Our source highlights this really vibrant coleslaw with mango and lime. Now, that's more than just adding flavors.
Oh, yeah. It's about introducing a high acid, really bright counterpoint. Think about it. After all that rich, smoky BBQ meat, that zesty mango and lime, it's like a surprising palate cleanse, a refreshing reset.
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
And it doesn't stop there. You could bring in something like blue cheese for that tangy, creamy richness that plays so well against crisp cabbage. The real question for competitors then becomes, like, how far can you push a familiar ingredient before it, you know, loses its identity?
Right.
Adding spicy jalapenos or maybe some crunchy nuts, that isn't just about heat or texture. It's about building layers, complexity that keeps the judge interested.
Mm.
And visually, a little scattering of fresh herbs or using seasonal stuff like fresh peaches in the summer.
Mm.
That's not just pretty. It signals freshness, thoughtful preparation.
Peaches and coleslaw. Wow.
Yeah.
That's the kind of daring twist that makes you really lean in.
Okay.
Speaking of blank canvases, baked beans.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, they're just, you know, baked
beans. Just beans.
But the source suggests these gourmet additions,
yeah,
like a splash of bourbon. What's the alchemy there?
Well, the bourbon, it's not just for the flavor itself. It's about depth and aromatic development.
Yep.
See, as the alcohol cooks off, it leaves behind these warm, rich undertones and a subtle sweetness that really transforms the dish.
Okay.
And if you're going for like a smoky heat, Chipotle brings that beautifully. It's,
yeah,
all about building this harmonious flavor profile. You might even go bolder. Think cinnamon or maybe even a hint of dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
Right, okay. Yeah. Sounds unexpected, I know, but those spices can add this incredible richness. They complement the savory notes. The technical part here is the slow cook. You really want that creamy texture where all those flavors just seamlessly meld together.
Mm-hmm.
And presentation, little individual ramekins topped with fresh herbs, maybe.
Okay.
Or pairing it with crispy bacon. Or, hey, a plant-based alternative that shows attention to detail and inclusiveness.
I love the dark chocolate idea and beans. That's real culinary exploration. Okay, potato salad. Backyard BBQ hero, right?
Oh, yeah.
But how do you give it that global flair? The source gives some great examples. A Mediterranean version, olives, feta, olive oil. Refreshing, zesty.
Nice.
But then, that throws a curveball. A spicy Korean potato salad. Gochujang and sesame oil. What makes that combo so impactful?
Ah, that's where you hit on umami layering. Gochujang, for anyone who doesn't know, it's this distinctive Korean fermented chili paste. It gives you complex, savory, kind of sweet heat. Pair that with nutty sesame oil. It transforms the humble potato into something, well, deeply flavorful, exciting.
Oh.
It makes you think beyond just the taste, you know? How do you create a full sensory experience? So that means adding different textures, maybe toasted nuts or crunchy vegetables. These things add complexity and visual interest.
Yeah.
And think about seasonal produce, too, for presentation. Layering it in mason jars. That's not just rustic charm. It highlights those vibrant layers and textures.
Then there's corn on the cob, summer classic. The source suggests grilling it.
Mm-hmm.
Get that smoky char.
Yeah.
And slathering it with truffle oil and Parmesan. That sounds decadent.
It is. It's about elevating a simple ingredient with, well, luxury components. That smoky char from the grill, it caramelizes the sugars in the corn, makes it sweeter. Then the truffle oil brings that earthy, rich aroma, and Parmesan just amplifies it.
Mm.
Or think differently, a chili lime version. Chili powder, cotija cheese, that salty, crumbly Mexican cheese. Boom. Tangy, savory flavor explosion.
Nice.
This really speaks to embracing those international influences, right? Like Mexican street corn, elote, the mayo, cheese, chili powder combo. Classic.
Yeah.
Corn is just so versatile. Fresh herbs, custom spice rubs, gourmet toppings, and presenting it on decorative skewers or a nice charcuterie board makes it really inviting, a centerpiece.
And finally, for this classic segment, macaroni and cheese. How do you possibly turn the ultimate comfort food into a competition winner? The guide says start with really high-quality cheese. Aged cheddar, Gruyere, maybe even a bit of blue cheese for that complex flavor.
Yeah, the cheese choice is absolutely crucial. It dictates the, let's call it the flavor architecture. Aged cheddar gives you sharpness, Gruyere brings nuttiness, and that great melt blue cheese adds a bold, pungent tang.
Right.
But this is where you can really innovate. Imagine adding luxurious stuff like lobster or just a drizzle of truffle oil. Suddenly it's gourmet.
Wow, lobster max.
Or go more rustic, hearty, smoked sausage, maybe sauteed mushrooms, adds incredible depth. And for presentation, serving it in individual cast iron skillets or little ramekins, top it with crispy breadcrumbs or fried onions for crunch. That adds appeal, makes it a real showstopper.
Okay, so that's revolutionizing the familiar, but what about appealing to, well, everyone?
Right. Building on that idea of appealing to a broader audience, it's so crucial now to acknowledge the growing demand for inclusive menus. Catering to diverse dietary needs isn't just like a courtesy anymore. It's an exciting trend. It shows culinary creativity, and it can seriously impress judges.
That is a huge shift. And hearty grilled vegetable creations seem to fit that perfectly. The source talks about using seasonal stuff. Zucchini, bell peppers, eggplant marinated in olive oil, balsamic herbs. Sounds vibrant, flavorful.
Totally. The core technique here is getting that perfect char without overcooking. So high, direct heat for a short burst. Get those grill marks, caramelize the sugars.
Okay.
Then move them to indirect heat to finish. Let that natural sweetness and smoky flavor come through, but without getting mushy.
Right. Texture is key.
Exactly. And you can add unique things too, like halloumi cheese, that salt grilling cheese, or tofu marinades for extra protein. For presentation, serving them on a big wooden board, maybe a drizzle of balsamic glaze, some fresh herbs. It looks inviting, stunning, really.
And beyond just grilled veggies, the source really opens up the world of plant-based protein alternatives. Tofu, tempeh, seitan, versatile bases, marinated and grilled tofu skewers with smoked paprika or garlic powder sound pretty good. What are the best ways to use these in a BBQ setting?
What's fascinating about these proteins is how well they absorb flavor. Their absorbency is key. Tempeh, for example. It's got a nutty flavor, firm texture. You can slow cook it in BBQ sauce, make incredible BBQ pulled sandwiches, mimics pulled pork texture really well.
Oh, interesting.
And seitan, or wheat meat, it's known for its chewy texture. And again, it just soaks up flavors, perfect for marinating and grilling. If we connect this back, pairing these plant-based options with fresh sides, like a crisp slaw or bright pickles, makes it a complete satisfying meal for everyone, regardless of diet.
Makes sense. And for something substantial, healthy, and really versatile, creative grain and legume salad innovations are highlighted. Quinoa, farro, lentils, great bases. I can just picture a Mediterranean quinoa salad, roasted tomatoes, cucumbers, olives, lemon vinaigrette. Yummy.
Or, yeah, maybe a lentil salad. Roasted bell peppers, fresh parsley, a balsamic reduction. These aren't just nutritious and hearty. They offer amazing texture and visual appeal. Presentation is key here too, right? Serving them in clear bowls shows off the vibrant colors, the different textures, garnish with fresh herbs, maybe even edible flowers for an elegant, competition-worthy touch. They really add another dimension of creativity to your spread.
Fresh and flavorful vegan skewers sound like another fantastic way to add color and variety. Marinating mushrooms, peppers, zucchini before grilling, maybe adding marinated tofu or tempeh for protein.
The genius of skewers is, well, partly their visual appeal, right?
Yeah.
And they're easy to serve. But the real magic is in the marinade, infusing those veggies and proteins with smoky, savory, even spicy marinades before grilling. That ensures every single bite is packed with flavor.
Okay.
Serve those on a wooden board, offer a variety of vibrant dipping sauces, maybe a creamy vegan ranch or a spicy tahini. That elevates the look and the experience. When you do them well, they become a standout dish. No explanation needed.
And to really complete the inclusive offerings, the source mentions innovative and indulgent Vegan desserts. Grilled fruit skewers sound great. Pineapple, peaches with dairy-free ice cream or coconut cream. But here's where it gets really interesting. A vegan chocolate mousse made from avocado and cacao powder. That's surprising.
That's where you show real ingenuity. It proves to judges that plant-based doesn't mean you sacrifice indulgence. The avocado gives you that creamy texture without dairy, and the cacao powder delivers the rich chocolate flavor. It impresses with taste, and it's health conscious.
Wow.
Creating a little dessert platter with the various vegan treats ensures the whole BBQ experience ends on a perfectly sweet, memorable note for absolutely everyone.
That's a fascinating look at broadening the appeal.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's circle back to where so many BBQ traditions really started, the rich, diverse flavors of the South. Southern BBQ tradition is just packed with deep flavors, textures, endless inspiration for competition sides. Let's revisit an old friend, Elevated Southern Mac and Cheese Creations.
Right. It's about respecting that Southern comfort food essence, but bringing in modern gourmet techniques. The source suggests blending aged cheddar, maybe some smoked Gouda, and even a hint of blue cheese for a really complex flavor. Each cheese adds something different, right? Sharpness, smokiness, tang.
Mm-hmm.
You can also add mix-ins. Roasted garlic, sweet caramelized onions, maybe jalapenos for a kick. And that breadcrumb topping, it's not just for crunch. It adds textural contrast, stops the dish feeling, you know, too heavy or one note.
And presentation is still huge here. Serving it up in a cast iron skillet, maybe with fresh herbs or crispy bacon,
mm-hmm.
It just looks rustic yet elegant. Ultimate appeal. Gourmet corn on the cob also totally has its place in Southern BBQ. The guide mentions flavored butters, garlic herb, chili lime.
The genius there is grilling the corn first. It gets that smoky flavor, caramelizes the sugars, intensifies the sweetness. Then you experiment with custom spice rubs, smoked paprika, maybe Cajun seasoning adds that exciting regional kick. And presentation, whether it's on decorative skewers or just a vibrant display, it's about showing off the corn's natural beauty and your thoughtful prep.
Okay, innovative cornbread creations. Cornbread is such a cherished Southern staple, but yeah, it's a fantastic canvas for creativity too. Sweet and savory variations, honey, jalapenos, cheese.
The challenge is making a traditional dish really stand out, but without losing its soul, you know? Creative presentations help, like individual cornbread muffins with fresh herbs, or maybe a savory cornbread pudding in single portions.
Yeah.
Adds rustic charm, portion control too.
Good point.
And adding unique ingredients, crispy bacon bits, specific regional herbs, enhances flavor and texture, turns simple bread into a memorable side.
And you really can't talk Southern BBQ without signature collard greens. The source mentions innovative ways to do a vegetarian version using vegetable broth, garlic, apple cider vinegar. That must surprise some judges.
It does. The key to great collards is always that slow cooking. Get them tender, melt in your mouth, let the flavors meld. Using veggie broth keeps a traditional savory base, and the apple cider vinegar. That adds the essential Southern tang that cuts through richness.
Right.
You can layer in unique spices, too. A pinch of cayenne for subtle heat, maybe even nutmeg for an unexpected warmth. Presentation-wise, serving them in a charming rustic bowl garnished with fresh herbs. It honors tradition, but hints at that modern twist.
Yeah.
Okay, so from those deep Southern roots, let's pivot to something really remarkable and sophisticated. Seafood-inspired sides. This has really emerged as a genuinely fresh twist on traditional BBQ. Offers unique flavors, appeals to people looking for lighter, more refined options.
That is a surprising and elegant turn for a BBQ competition.
Yeah.
Grilled shrimp and scallop salads are suggested. Marinating in citrus, garlic, herbs, then grilling. Combining with fresh greens, seasonal veggies, a zesty vinaigrette.
Yeah, the secret there is the quick cooking time for seafood. You want that perfect sear, but don't overcook them. Preserve that delicate texture, the natural sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
Adding creamy avocado or sweet mango brings wonderful textural contrast and a sweetness that balances the grilled seafood beautifully. And presentation. Serving in elegant individual bowls or maybe a big platter with edible flowers, that really elevates it towards fine dining.
Or, for real luxury, crab and lobster salad innovations. Mixing fresh crab or lobster with avocado, citrus segments, a light dressing, maybe adding roasted corn, cilantro, or a hint of spice.
The artistic flair comes in here. The source suggests presenting these delicately, maybe in a hollowed-out avocado half, or on a colorful platter with microgreens. It's about showcasing the ingredients' natural beauty, focusing on freshness, clean flavors, and stunning visual appeal. Makes it a standout on any judge's table.
And for a unique smoky flavor that pairs so well with BBQ, smoked fish and seafood dips. The source mentions a rich, creamy dip with smoked salmon, cream cheese, fresh herbs.
It's about introducing an unexpected but still complementary element. Smoked fish brings a different kind of smoky depth than the BBQ itself. The source suggests adding capers for a briny pop or maybe horseradish for a sharp kick.
Ooh, horseradish.
Yeah, and presentation. Serve it in a decorative bowl, surround it with fresh veggies, toasted bread, creates an inviting display. A beloved, shareable addition.
What's really exciting about today's BBQ scene, though, is just how global it's become, which brings us perfectly into our next challenge. Global tastes and culinary artistry. Infusing BBQ sides with international flavors is really captivating judges, resonating with increasingly diverse palates. Let's start with Asian-inspired BBQ side dishes, adding that unique balance, sweet, savory, umami, using things like soy sauce, ginger, sesame.
Exactly. Like, imagine a crisp cabbage slaw with nutty sesame oil, pungent ginger, tangy rice vinegar. That refreshing crunch cuts right through rich BBQ.
Yeah.
Or a vibrant grilled Asian vegetable medley bok choy. Bell peppers, shiitake mushrooms. Brings bold flavors, but also beautiful colors and textures. Presentation in traditional serving dishes, maybe a sprinkle of fresh herbs, sesame seeds. It emphasizes the cultural influences, enhances the whole experience.
Okay, shifting gears. Latin American BBQ side influences. The source talks about how this cuisine adds incredible zest, brightness from fresh cilantro, that beloved hint of heat, like a corn and black bean salad with a tangy lime dressing.
And what's fascinating here is how something like grilled plantains can work. They act as this surprisingly sweet and savory side. Their caramelized sweetness contrasts beautifully with smoky BBQ notes.
Interesting combination.
Yeah, and presentation on vibrant, colorful plates with fresh garnishes. It's not just aesthetics. It instantly signals the lively spirit of Latin American food. Definitely draws attention.
Then we have Mediterranean BBQ side inspirations. Using healthy olive oil, fresh herbs, bright citrus, a chickpea salad, maybe cucumbers, tomatoes, olives, zesty lemon vinaigrette.
Or just think about grilled vegetables, marinated simply in olive oil and herbs, arranged artistically on a platter. The key is capturing that Mediterranean essence, fresh, simple, vibrant. These sides don't just taste great, their presentation, relying on natural colors, is really impressive.
Now for something really unique, African BBQ side innovations. Introducing bold spices like berberi, that Ethiopian chili blend, or peri-peri. Imagine a spicy sweet potato salad with African spices, or a grain salad using fonio or millet.
This is where you really show an understanding of diverse flavor profiles.
Well,
fonio and millet, they're ancient grains, right? Unique textures, subtle nuttiness, pair incredibly well with bold spices.
Wow.
And presentation. Serving in vibrant, textured bowls, maybe even on colorful fabric, it enhances the experience, lets these dishes stand out with their distinct cultural story.
And finally, for our global tour, European BBQ side traditions. Highlighting diverse flavors, techniques, mustard, vinegar, savory herbs, maybe a tangy potato salad with mustard vinaigrette, or a German-inspired red cabbage slaw.
The appeal here is often that familiar comfort, but with sophisticated twists. These dishes often rely on a careful balance of acidity, richness. Presentation on decorative platters or in traditional serving dishes creates an inviting, authentic feel, reflects a rich culinary heritage that's perfectly adaptable to BBQ. Okay, shifting gears slightly, but staying with culinary artistry, the balance of sweet and savory flavors, that's become a real hallmark of innovative, modern BBQ cuisine.
Fruit-infused BBQ side dishes really lean into this. The source suggests a fruit salsa mango, pineapple, jalapeno as a refreshing topping, or grilling peaches, nectarines with honey or balsamic glaze, smoky char, deep sweetness.
What's powerful there is the contrast. The fruit sweetness offers this delightful counterpoint to the savory, smoky BBQ. Cleanses the palate, adds a surprising layer of flavor complexity, creates a memorable profile, and a beautiful presentation stands out.
Creative sweet potato dishes, another great example of blending sweet and savory. Sweet potato mash with maple and cinnamon, or roasted sweet potatoes with olive oil and spices.
Sweet potatoes are just so versatile because of that natural sweetness. The trick is balancing it with savory elements, and presentation matters hugely. Serving in individual portions or arranged nicely on a colorful platter can elevate them from just a simple side to a real highlight.
And here's where it gets really audacious.
Mm.
Savory dessert-inspired side dishes. Taking inspiration from desserts for unexpected savory sides. Like a savory bread pudding brioche, herbs, cheese. or a savory cobbler with veggies and a flaky top.
The genius is playing with expectations and textures. Mm. You're using the comforting structure of a dessert, but infusing it with savory, aromatic ingredients. It really makes a judge ask, you know, how did they create this unexpected, delightful result?
Right.
Serving these in rustic ramekins or individual portions definitely enhances their appeal, leaves a lasting impression.
Okay, to wrap up our content today, let's touch on a trend that impacts every menu now. Health-conscious eating. The Source highlights delicious, low-carb BBQ side alternatives, focusing on fresh veggies, healthy fats, but without sacrificing flavor.
Exactly. Think cauliflower mash. Infused with garlic, butter, herbs, it expertly mimics mashed potatoes, but with way fewer carbs.
Okay.
Or zucchini noodles, zoodles served with a vibrant marinara or a fresh pesto. The innovation is making these alternatives not just healthy, but genuinely delicious and appealing. And creative serving ideas help. Individual mason jars look cool, or elegant decorative platters make them visually appealing, easy to serve.
Wow, what a deep dive into the world of BBQ competition side dishes. Mm-hmm. We've really seen the sheer breadth of innovation out there, from reinventing classics to exploring global flavors, making sure there are inclusive options, even mastering that sweet and savory balance. It's just abundantly clear that sides aren't just an accompaniment anymore. They're absolutely key to making a dish memorable and, yeah, ultimately, winning competitions.
That's right. And if you connect this to the bigger picture, the core lessons are pretty consistent, aren't they? Use quality gourmet ingredients, experiment boldly with diverse flavors, and always, always prioritize presentation. But the ultimate insight, I think, is that flavor balance combining sweet, savory, spicy, even tart elements, that's really essential for crafting dishes that judges don't just taste, but actually remember.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? Think about your own kitchen, maybe that traditional dish you make all the time. What could become a canvas for some surprising international or gourmet twists? Maybe your everyday mac and cheese or a simple potato salad. What unexpected flavor combinations could you introduce that would transform an everyday meal into, well, maybe not competition ready tomorrow, but definitely a showstopper, something to think about.